could you tell me a little bit about the origins of the Viking Theatre and how it came about?
Yeah, I suppose many years ago when I was involved in theatre, there was a shortage of venues really in Dublin City. When Andrews Lane Theatre closed down, people were kind of left with nowhere to put on low budget shows. So I looked at the idea of starting doing plays in pubs, mostly sort of plays that would be set in pubs. So I approached Peter Connolly, who owns the Sheds in Clontarf, where we're based, and he said, "Grant, yeah, go ahead." And it kind of developed from there. So we eventually turned it into a proper studio space, and that's where we are now. Yeah, that was like nearly 4 years ago now.
And did you feel there was a need for a theatre of this type in the Clontarf area specifically, or was it just in general that Dublin was lacking in low-budget theatre venues?
I suppose, I think you can never have, well, maybe you can have too many theatres, but for the kind of theatre that I had in mind, it was going to be aimed at people with an idea that it would be informal. You could bring a drink in with you. It was to sort of almost introduce theatre to people who wouldn't often go. And it kind of went from there. But I mean, you know, although there were a few spaces in Dublin, there was no reason why we particularly picked Clontarf or anything. Like, I live around here and I've known the Peter Connolly, the publican, for a long time. So it just seemed like a natural thing to do, to approach him.
Are you familiar with the Dolmen Theatre in Cornell's Court?
I am indeed, yeah. We were their inspiration, in a way. I know Ger Gallagher quite well. And she had a show on the road called Weighing In that came over to us. And we helped them with their, you know, sort of their marketing plan and that kind of thing. So yeah, they kind of based themselves on our idea. So we've had quite a bit of interaction with the Dolmen, actually.
Yeah, I think they're bringing back Weighing In and the Dolmen in the next while. So
that's
if anybody
correct.
Wants to
yeah.
go and see, get in to see
a,
it.
It's a really good show. It's very funny.
Yeah, I haven't planned to go and see
very
it myself.
Popular. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Did you get inspiration from any other theatres yourself when you were setting up the Viking?
I'd have to say that the only real inspiration I got was how not to do things. I think there's an awful lot of bureaucracy in Irish theatre at the moment that doesn't seem necessary to me, and I wanted to keep it simple. And deal with performers, directors and producers on a personal level. And there's only the two of us that run the Viking Theatre, myself and Laura Dedal. And although we sometimes are snowed under with work, we seem to be able to manage, you know, just the two of us. So I just wanted to keep it simple. I wanted to, I didn't want people bogged down with red tape, and I just wanted to make it easy for people and productions to come to us.
And how did the partnership with Laura Dowdall come about?
Laura had directed some plays that I had performed in a few years ago, and we kind of toyed around with a few ideas about theatre. I had spoken to her about the idea of running a space in a pub, and so we sort of, that's where we started from.
Ah, so you're from an acting background. Could you tell me a little bit about your theatrical plan? Could you tell me a little bit about your thespian origins?
Okay, I suppose I'm best known for a play called Tuesdays with Maury, which toured Ireland extensively and went to the Gaiety 3 times. Before that, I had I performed in like a lot of different levels of theatre, from pro-am to amateur right up through, and so I've been acting for years, but probably not as much as I would like to, because actually running the theatre takes a lot of time.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
theatre isn't a career so much as a vocation, I believe.
I'm afraid so. Yeah, it's a very hard business to make a living in, unless you're you know, we've no funding at all whatsoever. So basically, we kind of live off what comes in on the door, and the productions, I'm happy to say, do take the bulk of the box office, which is only right. And we try and scrape by with what we get. But yeah, the vocation is definitely the word.
It's not a career designed to make money, and it has to be a passion. That's
it
the
does
one.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's you can be lucky. You know, you can. There's plenty of actors out there who are doing very well for themselves, but there's an awful lot who just get by. But like you say, this is something that I feel I have to do rather than I've chosen to do. I know that may sound a little bit overly romantic or whatever, but that's just the way it is.
No, I can see where you're coming from. Unfortunately, a lot of our best theatre actors tend to go into screen acting because they just can't make the money to get by. I mean, Tom Von Lawler and Cillian Murphy are two examples of our fantastic theatre actors.
Yeah.
And both have said that they prefer working in theatre than on screen, but they have to get the money to live.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think most screen actors, the majority of them would tell you that you can't beat the intimacy of a live audience, and performing in front of a live audience is the ultimate. I mean, it's a magical relationship, and you know, most of them will tell you that they don't really achieve that on screen, but like you say, that's where the big bucks are, so I mean, I wouldn't blame anybody for that.
Yeah,
but it's great to see those guys come back and do theatre, you know. And I would encourage all well-known, well-paid screen actors to do that, because there is a need in the future to bring new audiences back to theatre, and I think that the power is in the hands of the famous people, to show people, to show the next generation what theatre is, because it's very hard to introduce theatre to young people these days, you know?
Yeah, the video game generation.
Well, exactly, yeah.
But Brendan Gleeson and his two sons performing in the Gaiety brought
That's
in
right,
a
yeah,
huge,
the
it was
part.
Sold out, it was sold out, it sold out over and over again. And it was
exactly, yeah.
It was a fantastic show, and I think just showing people that theatre is so incredible. I mean, for me, it's the urgency of a live performance that appeals to me. I mean, it's happening while you're watching.
Exactly.
If there's accidents, they just have to get by, and I love that about theatre. That's something that will always appeal to me theatre-wise.
Yeah, and in our space, like in the Viking Theatre, you are literally in the room with these people. You get to experience, you know, right up close what's going on. It's almost like being in the piece with them sometimes, and everybody loves that. You know, they really, you can really see the whites of an actor's eyes. You can see the fear. It's a special experience.
Absolutely. I went to see The Importance of Being Honest in the Viking Theatre recently, and I half expected Gwendolyn to offer me tea. I was sitting in the front row, and I was half expected to get offered.
That's right. Yeah, you were in the front row.
Yes.
It's you might as well have been sitting at the table with them. You know,
exactly.
Which is, it's great that everybody can kind of feel that experience, and you know, that's what keeps us going. It's not the money; it's the idea that we're giving people this experience and the pleasure.
Well, it's very obvious that you have a huge passion for theatre, and that's a rare thing these days, unfortunately. But keep on chucking, because it's an amazing venue, and it's an amazing opportunity for people to have a space that they can go to that's not going to need a mortgage to pay. You're not going to have to take out a mortgage to pay for.
We do try and keep our prices reasonable, all right?
Yeah, and the ticket
and thank
price
you very much for the compliment.
Well, it's true. I'm a rubbish liar, so.
Okay.
People say, if you're not good at lying, how can you act? But you see, when you're acting, you're not lying. You take on the character that you're playing. You are that exactly. character, so therefore you're not lying.
Acting is about truth. We had Tom Hickey in last night doing the Gallant John Joe for One Night Only. A spectacular, amazing performance. And, I mean, the truth. You could smell the truth in the air.
Is it touring?
He's an incredible performer.
Is he touring with the piece, or was it a one-off?
They will be doing a little bit of touring. I know they're going to the Clifton Arts Festival, but he will be coming back to us in the future, and I'm really glad about that.
Well, I get the newsletter, so I'll know when it's time to go. It's time
Great.
To go. That's it. It's very important to keep the theatre in this country alive, and you're doing us a huge service by providing the Viking Theatre as a venue for us.
Well, thank you for saying that. I hope. I wish it'd be lovely if everybody thought the same way.
I think more people feel that way than is evident. I think they just need to come out of their shells and actually start going to the theatre, not talking about it. Just
exactly,
do it.
Yeah.
I hate to quote Nike, but please, just do it.
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm actually not a fan of Nike particularly.
Okay.
No, sorry, but I do believe that it's important to just. For a long time, I was reluctant to go to the theatre by myself because I was self-conscious, and I thought,
sure,
well, you're not supposed to do that by yourself. But then, I said, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on performances that I won't catch again just because nobody else wants to get off their bum and go with me. I'm going to just go anyway.
Exactly.
And I've been to see a huge amount of performances as a result of that decision.
Yeah, I think it's an ideal, theatre is an ideal medium for people. It's like going to the cinema on your own, it's no big deal, you know. And I've often gone to the theatre on my own and really enjoyed it. Like, so I don't think you need to go in a big gang or anything.
And the plus side of going to the theatre as opposed to the cinema is that after the show, people do talk to each other, particularly in a venue like the Viking, people will just chat to the person beside them.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a shared experience, much more than a movie. You you do feel like you have been in this situation with these people.
Absolutely.
You can always talk to the actors too. You know? We had a great chat with Tom Hickey last night after the show.
Yeah, I went to see a production of Morning, Afternoon, and Evening by Andy Hines in the Dolmen.
Yeah,
and there was a small audience for that particular show. For some reason, and after the show he came out and he was chatting away to us, and I managed to rope him into an interview for the show, which was great. He was a wonderful interviewee. And I bought a copy of his book, and he was very impressed. It's a great book.
Great.
If anybody wants to read and is interested in Shakespeare, Shakespeare's text by Andrew Hines, fantastic read for anybody who wants to act Shakespeare. Go and get it on Amazon. It's wonderful. I love it. Even if you're studying Shakespeare for school, it helps a huge. I'd say it'd be a huge help. I think it should be on the school curriculum. And I'm not
Absolutely.
Just saying that. I genuinely enjoyed it, and I found it very helpful. But listen, it's been really wonderful interviewing, and I'm so impressed with your dedication to theatre in Ireland. And I hope it continues, and I know it's going to burn in you forever, but I hope the Viking Theatre continues to go from strength to strength. I'll be back again soon, I guarantee it.
Great stuff. Okay.
And can you tell me, is there anything coming up over the next while in the Viking Theatre?
We run almost 6 nights a week all year round, so there's nearly always something on. It would be a strange night if we were closed, but it's happened every now and again. I'm not sure when does this interview get broadcast, Alison?
The 8th of September.
Okay, well then I'll just give you an idea what's on after, on and around that time.
Yes.
We have Missing Football, which is a one-man show, Stephen Kelly. It's a comedy that runs on until September 12th. Rex Ryan is back with a show called Pilgrim that is in Edinburgh Fringe at the moment. It was a massive hit when it was here the first time. He's back for 1 week on September the 14th.
That's Jerry. He's Jerry Ryan's son, isn't he?
That's correct, yeah.
I can see it in him. He looks very like him.
He does indeed, yeah. It's an absolutely stunning performance by him.
Yeah.
And I would encourage anybody to see that.
I have that one in my diary, all right.
Great. Well, they're the next two we have up, anyway.
And where would somebody go if they want to find out more about the Viking Theatre?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is, yeah, it's www.vikingtheatredublin.com. And all the details are there about how to contact us by email or phone. Or just Google Viking Theatre and we'll come up.
It's a lovely, warm venue. There's a lot of friendliness there. And
it is.
It's very immediate. You really do feel like you're part of the performance. But it's a wonderful space, and I definitely encourage anyone out there who has any interest whatsoever in theatre, or even just in having a drink and meeting new people, go to the Viking Theatre. It's great. Really is. And I can't wait till the next time. Listen, thank you very much for coming again. I appreciate the interview and taking the time.
Not
I know it's you have a busy schedule with running the theatre between yourself and Laura. So best of luck with it, and keep in touch with us and let us know if you have any more productions coming up and we can mention them on the show.
I will indeed. Thanks a million.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Now it's time for the What's On section of the show. Coming up in the Smock Alley Theatre, Remember to Breathe. I finally signed up for lessons, ignoring the voice inside that insists I am betraying you. In post-earthquake Christchurch, New Zealand, recent emigrant Maeve is learning to swim, egged on by self-professed swimming messiah Doreen. As she battles the waters, her own fears, and the pull of an unresolved dilemma about her much-loved father back home, Maeve fights to remake her life. Follow Maeve as she attempts to swim free from the ties that bind. Featuring Liz Fitzgibbon as Maeve and Raymond Keane as Johnny. Script shortlisted for the BBC International Writing Award in 2014. It was developed at the Fringe Lab with the support of the Tiger Dublin Fringe, and it will run from the 7th to the 12th of September at 8:45 p.m. in the Boys' School. Tickets are €14, 12-year concession, and €11 for preview. Also in Smock Alley, Anthony. Self-indulgent shambles and pop star wannabe Anthony is making a comeback, and this time he's gunning for Eurovision glory. Equipped with as many pop songs as he can muster, Anthony is on a mission to bring the Eurovision crown back to Ireland. This is an expose into the world of fame and fandom. Expect block voting, shot glasses, backstabbing and broken stars. Backed by the penny slots, Hannah and Tiffany, Anthony will present you with a plan for European success. Will you support his dream, or will someone else rip it up from his clutches? Typo courtesy of the Irish Times. That's going to run in September from the 8th to the 13th of September at 6:30 p.m. and on September 12th at 1:15 p.m. in the Black Box. Tickets are €14, €12 concession, or €11 preview. Even more in Smock Alley, the Windstealers. Welcome to Ballyguiha, the windiest town in Ireland. The houses teeter over. The locals walk at an angle into the gusts, and no one's ever properly lit a fire. When prodigal son Luke Tourney returns after 10 years to save the town from ruin with a wind farm scheme, he's hailed as a hero. But town layabout Jacinta Nangle smells a rat. A cast of gurriers, property developers and mammies collide in this modern Irish satire on corruption and national character. This is going to run from the 7th to the 13th of September at 8:30 p.m. and then September the 12th at 3:15 p.m. in the Black Box. Yet more in Smock Alley. Kiddlywhup. Comedy trio and YouTube favourites Foil Arms and Hog present a delicious blend of bizarre, surreal and hilarious comedy scenes with outrageous characters and unexpected twists. This brand new show deals with paper bags, why having an audience in your living room is in vogue, and what happens when an Irish undercover agent is sent to Africa to blend in. This is going to run from the 9th to the 19th of September at 9 p.m. in the main space. Tickets are €16 or €14 concession. Again, more in Smock Alley. Harder, faster, more. From the company that brought you Tiger Dublin 2014 hit and Stuart Parker Trust Award nominated Wrapped. This new production tells the intertwined stories of modern women in a world where sex sells. Hilarious and heartbreaking, this show introduces you to a confused sex chatline worker, the sister of a porn actor struggling to cope, battling movie producers who are under instruction to sex it up, a daytime TV talk show host who's too old for the job, and a lonely pole da. This is going to be on in September from the 9th to the 13th at 7 p.m. in the main space. Tickets are €14, €12 concession or €11 preview. Again in Smock Alley, beneath the Bone Moon, in a dilapidated room somewhere in this city, Thaddeus Edward Cullen lies, dreaming of a beautiful girl. When his dream is invaded by a malevolent stranger, Kane begins to recall sinister events from his early life. Is Kane merely dreaming, or is this a terrifying vision of reality? You're invited into the strange twilight world that lies beneath the Bone Moon. An Aguignol-style horror story that explores the most tenebrous recesses of the imagination. This darkly elegant theatre installation piece features Ulton Burke, Emma Dobbin, and Patrick Carl Curley. It will run on September the 13th at 7 p.m, September the 14th to the 19th at 9:15 p.m, and September the 9th at 1 p.m. in the Boys' School. Tickets are €14, €12 concession, or €11 preview. Sarajevo, 1994. The city is under siege. Sniper fire kills civilians every day. The citizens of Sarajevo run to avoid being shot. They all run for one thing, shelter. Sklonished shelter was spray painted throughout Sarajevo to guide its citizens to underground shelters. The siege lasted 1,425 days, a long time to have to run for your life. Ainish Lorien, music poetry, Dermot Dunn, accordion. Sarajevo-based Jim Marshall images and the citizens of Sarajevo combine to present an alternative reflection on the longest siege in modern warfare. Expect the surreal, the tragic, and the humour of a people determined to survive. This will run on September the 11th and 12th at 6:45 p.m. In the new theatre, Marky McSherry tells it like it is. Knock, knock. So good they named it twice. Anyway, how are you now? Watch me spill my guts on the political to the physical and on to the philosophical. You'll have more fun than a funny Friday. And you should learn a thing or two, too. But seriously, since I got Parkinson's, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Thoughts like, what makes the best ads on TV? And is there such thing as destiny? Only joking. There'll be serious crack, really. Join Galway comic Marky in his most joyous last show ever. This will run from the 7th to the 12th of September. Preview September 7th at 8 o'clock, €11. 8th to the 12th of September at 8 o'clock. Tickets will be €15 or €13 concession. In the Dolman Theatre, Waiting, Moonlight and Music, featuring Geraldine Plunkett and Lisa Ann McLaughlby. Jennifer Johnston is one of the world's foremost contemporary novelists. Her many awards include the Whitbread Prize for The Old Jest, 1979. Her fourth novel, Shadows on Our Skin, 1977, was shortlisted for the Booker Prize. In 2012, she received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Irish Book Awards. This will run from the 31st of August to September the 12th at 8 p.m. Waiting, performed by Geraldine Plunkett. Moonlight and Music, performed by Lisa Ann McLaughlin. At the Civic Theatre, The Lonesome West, Blood in the Alley presents McDonough's timeless classic, The Lonesome West. This is a masterpiece, the blackest of black comedies, where McDonough's much-loved characters, Coleman and Valine, two brothers living alone in their father's house after his recent death, find it impossible to exist without regular violent disputes over mundane matters. Only Father Welsh is prepared to reconcile the two before the squabbling leads to violent and bloody carnage. Almost John B. Keane meets Quentin Tarantino. It's a roller coaster journey to the end. Presented by Blood in the Alley Theatre Company, this will run from Tuesday the 15th to Saturday the 19th of September at 8 p.m. Tickets are €20 and €16 concession. And of course, the Viking Theatre. Pilgrim will run from the 14th to the 19th of September, after a sellout run, performed by Rex Ryan, written by Philip Doherty, and directed by Aoife Spillane Hinks. Simply stunning, Ryan's breathless delivery is a joy to behold, according to the Herald. It's simply brilliant, says the Anglo-Celt. Tickets are €12. September the 11th, 2001. Thousands of refugees from every culture and creed descend upon the doorsteps of Newfoundland. Villages like Gambo become the setting for a positive apocalypse. In this surreal, inverted world, Christopher's life pulls into focus, and his rebirth is both arresting and comic. From Dublin to California to Gambo, Christopher embarks on a wild odyssey home for the birth of his son. Allusions to classical myth, Pilgrim is a Bible black comedy about a hard-edged, misanthropic youth who finally discovers the world doesn't revolve around him. Written by the award-winning playwright Philip Doherty, performed by Rex Ryan, Best Actor nomination in 2013, and directed by Aoife Spillane Hinks, Pilgrim weaves together a rich text with verbal pyrotechnics, a haunting soundscape, and psychedelic visuals through a grotesque world and outlandish characters. This is going to run from the 14th to the 19th of September. Tickets are €12. It's a must-see. I fully intend to go see it myself. And that's it from the What's On this week. Next up, I'll be reviewing The Importance of Being Honest, which ran in the Viking Theatre recently. The Importance of Being Honest is a sort of sequel to The Importance of Being Earnest. It is set 20 years after the events portrayed in the original play by Oscar Wilde. Cecily and Gwendolyn are still at odds with one another, continuously making sly digs at one another throughout the play, whilst maintaining a polite demeanour. Each lady wants to give the other the impression that theirs is the perfect marriage, whilst continuously making derogatory comments, implying that the other's marriage is not as perfect as it may seem. Gwendolyn, who is the older of the two, is very set in her ways. She believes that a woman's place is in the home, and that the most important thing is to please one's husband. Cecily, on the other hand, enjoys interpretive dance, meditation, and the occasional glass of wine to calm her nerves. She is free-spirited and very supportive of her daughter's decision to become a suffragette. Cecily insists that one must move with the times, and believes that women should have the right to vote. Gwendolyn, however, believes that she controls her husband, and by doing so, she can decide who he votes for. The dialogue throughout this play, whilst being reminiscent of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, does not have the same edge as the barbed comments that flow throughout The Importance of Being Earnest. In saying that, the play was very enjoyable and does seem a plausible sequel to the original play. Having recently seen The Importance of Being Earnest in Smock Alley Theatre, The Importance of Being Honest was the perfect follow-up. The play really portrayed how two-faced women can be. Gwendolyn and Cecily exchanged a huge amount of backhanded compliments and barbed comments throughout the piece. The script echoes that of The Importance of Being Earnest and was obviously written by someone who is very familiar with Oscar Wilde's work. Billy Traynor wrote the script and gave a fabulous performance as Gwendolyn. Some of her other work as a writer include Redzer, the Irish Writers' Centre and National Tour, Out of Service, Dublin Fringe Festival, and Life After Love, Beauty's Cafe Theatre and National Tour. The play was directed by Liam Halligan, an established freelance theatre director based in Ireland. He has received numerous awards from the Irish Arts Council to develop his work over the past 15 years. He was nominated for an Irish Times Theatre Award as Best Director for Speaking in Tongues by Andrew Bovell for Quare Hawks Theatre Company. Oscar Wilde was one of, if not the greatest, playwrights our country has ever seen.
A hard act to follow, by anyone's standards, but I feel that Billy Traynor made a very good go of it, with this piece. And her portrayal of Gwendolyn was spectacular. A very enjoyable evening by all accounts. One would certainly recommend that you go and see it.